We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So you're at the game tonight, 4-3. Penguins, or 5-3, I'm sorry. Penguins beat the Canadiens. At times a little sloppy, at times a little rough, but when this team wants to really turn it on and score, they can. They seem to be able to do that, don't they?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's one line in particular tonight. Evgeny Malkin had jumped from the get-go. That line of Hagelin, Malkin, and Hornquist really carried the water for the Penguins, I'd say, for the first two-plus periods offensively. The other three lines I thought were treading water. I'd like to see more from the first line. Not until late in the third period did I think Jake Guentzel and Brian Rust kind of catch up with Crosby in terms of their level of play. Otherwise, you don't want to call it a second line, Paul, because Malkin is just out of this world when he wants to be. And you know, he rebounded from last night. He clearly had a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, and that line just took it to the Canadiens. And I don't think they could have lost tonight to the Penguins, because I think Malkin would have figured out a way to put some more points on the board if he needed to.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's one of those things where he's really had a great season, hasn't he? I mean, he has had a season where, even though it's, you know, Crosby's team, if you really want to look at an MVP candidate, it's probably him, isn't it?
Well, if I get a vote, I don't think I do, but I might. I'm part of that little that secret organization with the handshake and the secret knocks. I would put Malkin number one for the Hart Trophy, assuming he wins the Art Ross. I still think he will overtake Kucherov for that. I'd give it to him. If he can do that, or even if he's, you know, say tied with Kucherov, that many goals. He's got over 40 goals on the season now, 41. And just with the way he carries the team and way he has this season, it's been something special to watch.
Well, and I think that, you know, we look now, we've got eight or nine games or whatever it is left.
Well, no one knows. Not even Justin Schultz knew. He's like, yeah, we've got, I don't know how many games.
Right.
Eight games, nine games.
Whatever it is, yeah. But my question was going to be to you is, where is this team at in terms of being ready for the playoffs?
They're not there. You know, in fact, I kind of got Justin Schultz, you know, alone there in the locker room for a few minutes, which, is, you know, is rare in hockey. And I was kind of asking him that very same question. He shook his head and kind of grimaced a little bit when I asked it. They know they've got a few more steps to take before they feel like they're on point. I'd say they're a bit more than halfway, but they really have to get fine-tuned. Too many sloppy line changes. Too many times guys aren't hustling back on defense, kind of looking at their line mates, you go ahead and do it. Too many little things that they're still not doing yet, not collectively showing intensity for 60 minutes, not collectively adhering to their defensive responsibilities, not being hard on the wall, not playing stiff against their opponents. You know, they're getting harder to play against. You can see them kind of amping up a little bit, but you know, if you want to talk percentages, I'd say they're at 65, maybe 70%, and that last 30% is going to be a big climb.
Yeah, it is. And I think, you know, games like last night's game, you kind of just have to throw out. But we've seen a few of those games, you know, to the point where you got to be a little bit nervous, right? I mean, we've seen a few of those games recently, and you can't play that way if you're going to make it through the playoffs.
Well, it's not just that they've had a couple no-shows. It's that they've been there and done so many little things wrong, done so many things poorly, been so sloppy, when, you know, maybe let's say the effort or the legs are there to start and they kind of go away, or they just throw in the towel on a game. It's absolutely concerning. And I think if the Penguins are not careful, if they get too complacent or too arrogant or a little too full of themselves, assuming that because they've won it twice, they're going to have that switch to flip, they're going to be in big trouble. They really do have to start dialing it in now to level 10.
Yeah. Are you concerned about their defense, their defensive pairings and the depth of their defense, or are you one of these guys that believes that they can shorten it to four guys if they need to and be okay?
Well, I think they could go to five, you know, with Ruido getting some spare minutes, you know, that 6 to 8 minutes, kind of like Chicago did, and kind of roll Mata through the other pairings to give everybody a little bit of a break. That's the way I would do it. I'm not seeing a lot that I like from the Penguins' defense right now. They're kind of soft. They're susceptible to an aggressive forecheck. You saw the Islanders just hem them in and take the puck very quickly. Last night, you saw Montreal get on the rush against the Penguins' defense tonight. Paul Byron walked Chris Letang pretty effortlessly on that, the Canadiens' second goal. They all kind of run together a little bit. But that huge concern, Paul, they really have to start playing a little tougher on the puck and a little more aggressively.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and we're talking with Dan Kangurski of Pittsburgh Hockey Now. You can go to Pittsburgh Hockey Now and read some of the finest coverage of the Penguins on the internet. Yes, and I think that, you know, talking about their defense and some of the efforts that they've had, I that is the one thing that would make me believe that this team might not have a three-peat in them, is that I think if they get into a series with a team like Tampa, it could be a problem.
It could. And the funny thing is, as you know, we've actually been already breaking down film on Tampa and Boston and Pittsburgh Hockey Now. We're kind of trading notes, and this is how crazy we are. But we've noticed a couple things with Tampa that might play into the Penguins' favor. Stamkos and Kucherov aren't great at covering the point, which could bring the Penguins' offensive defensemen like Letang, like Justin Schultz, to the fore. However, if Tampa Bay gets on the right side of the puck and gets after the Penguins' defense, and the same with Boston, too, if Boston comes out of the Atlantic. In fact, Boston, because they're more physical, might do more damage. That's a huge concern. So the forwards are going to have to really back check hard in the playoffs, really help their defensemen out. And you hate to put anything more on Chris Letang this season, but if he slumps or slinks, you know, to a smaller defenseman role in the playoffs, the Pens are in real trouble. If he rises to the occasion, if we see the angry Letang with a bit of recklessness and that good recklessness in his game, you know, then I think the Penguins will be okay and maybe even have a little bit of a better blue line than they had last year.
What about Matt Murray? We saw him for the first time, you know, in a while last night. What were your thoughts on the way that he played?
I thought he played very well. He was a little bit rubber, but that should be expected when you miss 9 games over the course of essentially a month. He made some big saves, and Murray's a guy who needs to play and get settled in. I think that will not be an issue for the Penguins. He'll be just fine.
Last one for you. We are looking at the playoff matchups, obviously. There's some thoughts that maybe the Penguins need to finish, you know, first or whatever, second or whatever. I look at the Metro, and I don't know that there's a team other than the Devils that would even scare the Penguins. Like, and I don't know that the Devils would, but to me, I think every other team, they would be really comfortable playing two series against any of those teams, right?
Columbus has won 9 in a row now. With Ian Cole, of all people, they've rediscovered their guts in Columbus. So that's a team I want to see a little bit more of here in the last couple weeks of the season. I want to see where they're at, so I won't dismiss them. However, to this point, you're right. They would not be scary, at least, you know, from what we've seen this season. The Devils could probably give the Penguins a real run on the ice. They could probably outskate them and get the Penguins a little bit chaotic. And when that happens, you don't know what's going to happen. You saw back in 2012, the Flyers did that to the Penguins and ran them out in the first round. So never say never. The Metro should be handled by the Penguins, though. it, although Florida kind of scares me a little bit too because they're so talented. If they come into the playoffs just wide-eyed and happy and go for broke kind of style, their top six is ridiculously talented, and they could give the Penguins a little bit of trouble too.
But they're the kind of team, though, that might be dumb enough to try and skate with the Penguins and play their own game, aren't they?
Well, they can. At least the Panthers' top six can, much like the Devils' top six. They can go toe-to-toe with the Penguins, and then home ice matchups becomes a big thing. No one can touch the Malkin line. But until Sidney Crosby has a winger who can finish, until there's some chemistry on the Crosby line, teams are going to be able to go at the Penguins' top six or even get some matchups against the third line. I'm still not a believer in the Broussard-Kessel click. I don't think that has much value in terms of offensive chemistry. So, let's call it the top nine then. I think a team like Florida or New Jersey could put a competitive top nine against the Penguins.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.